Hello, GWA Backstage. Emerald D5 here. I'm here to answer the questionnaire, The October Is Here, since I was, one, called out by Nickel Silver that I need to answer another questionnaire, and two, I'm always willing to help as another penny drops. Yep, I'm Mr. T. Okay. One, based on your username, what would your Halloween costume be? Emerald D5, do I really want to dress up in a big D10 costume? Yeah, that might be a little bit awkward walking around in. Probably look at the answer for question 3 to be what's more likely to be worn. Gotta give evil Dr. M love. 2. Did I celebrate Halloween growing up, and did I go trick-or-treating? Yes. I did. I did celebrate it a lot. Let's see. Funniest story on there? Let's see. It probably way too late in life that I should be doing it, but still at the age that you could be considered to go trick-or-treating. Me and a best friend, what did we go dressed as? We went dressed as women. The scary thing was that at a costume party, I had some females telling me that I was actually looking pretty damn good compared to them. They were jealous. Yeah, the voice hadn't dropped yet. Let's see. Describe the best or most favorite costume you've ever worn. Let's see. While working in the casinos, which is pretty much an open secret here on that past of mine, I decided I was really going to pull out the stops for a costume. So, I got a pair of glasses, you know, plate glasses, since I don't need them, horn-rimmed. I got a lab coat, and I got some fake blood. And sticking a pin in the bottom of the tube, I proceeded to, hanging it over the shower rail, do blood splatter patterns, a la Dexter. Made sure I also got some nice droplets on the glasses. Did a bloody handprint as if someone had reached up to, you know, push me away on the lab coat. And, yeah, I wore that to work. And my boss came up to me and is looking me over and going, "What are you supposed to be?" And I just looked at her and smiled. And went, "Oh, I'm one of our insurance's new approved surgeons." Yeah, we had a horrible insurance plan. She was horrifying, just like, "Why would you say that?" It's, yeah, she probably just doesn't know me that deep. Let's see. Mummy, werewolf, vampire, mermaid / merman, which would you rather have sex with and why? Mummy, too dusty. Werewolf, too many hairs. I mean, it'd be all over the place. And sorry, not going to be trying to do it in the water. Vampire, have I mentioned I married a goth chick? Yeah, it would have to be vampire. Considering I also spent way too many years running live-action vampire for conventions. What is your favorite film or TV show to watch around Halloween? Usually I actually prefer to read. I pull out H.P. Lovecraft usually every year, and I pick a few stories to read. But I do have a love of the first Final Destination movie. It's just so bizarre and wacky, and just, that's one I enjoy. Do I enjoy the following? Pumpkin patches, corn mazes, pumpkin spice lattes, pumpkin carving, costumes, people asking you for free sweets / candy, pumpkin patches, yeah, they're nice to watch as I drive by. Don't really want to go hunting through. Corn mazes? Oh, I love puzzles. So, yeah, I love the corn mazes. Pumpkin spice is of the devil. Sorry. Nope. Pumpkin carving? Not particularly. If I'm carving with a knife, I'm wanting to cook. Costumes? I enjoy watching them. I don't tend to dress up that often. Probably like Cardinal. Maybe I could get into it more, but just, you know, I'm inherently lazy, I'll be honest. People asking for free sweets, candy? kids want to come by and ask for candy, it's like, yeah, I hand it out. I enjoy that. Sub question on that is, what do I like about autumn? It's cooler. Like nickel silver, I'm in the South, so anything that beats the heat. What's my favorite sweet candy? I got known for work that candy was brought a lot, and I never touched it. Because, you know, just, unless I really want something calorie-wise, I try not to touch it. However, every Christmas, they came out with the Hershey Kisses with the cherry filling. And one of my underlings found out really early on, it's like, I was quite willing to take one of them out, unwrap it, and savor one. And the first time I did it, her jaw just dropped because, oh no, he doesn't eat candy. But no, no, I stay away from it. This has good memory. Tell us a really good Halloween joke. Okay. A nun gets into a cab and notices the driver can't stop staring at her. So she asks, you know, why are you staring? And I have a question I need to ask you, but I don't want to offend you. My dear son, you cannot offend me. When you're as old as I am and has been a nun as long as I have, you have had the chance to see and hear just about everything. I'm sure there is nothing you could say or ask that I would find offensive. Well, it's like this. I've always had a fantasy to have a nun perform oral sex on me. Okay, well, let's see what we can do about that, shall we? There are two conditions, though. Firstly, you have to be single. And secondly, you must be Catholic. Oh, yes, yes, I'm single. I'm Catholic, too. Okay, then, pull over into the next alley. Cab driver does so, and the nun duly goes ahead and just goes to town. Fulfills his fantasy completely, looking up at him. They get back on the road and start driving again, but the cab driver starts crying. My dear child, pray tell, why are you crying? You must forgive me, sister. I have sinned. I lied to you. I must confess that I'm married, and I'm also Jewish. That's okay. My name is Kevin. I'm on my way to a Halloween party. Ba-dum-bum-ching. Okay. Tell us a fun story about yourself that involves either Halloween, October, or autumn in general. Closest I can get is probably dropping back to the vampire live action. I ran those at the peak for like something like 130 players at one time. We ran one at a Halloween weekend convention, and I think almost all of the people were playing in it that were attending. It was bizarre. We really didn't expect to get that many players. I tend to be the more organized and stable one of me and my wife, and she tends to be the element of chaos in our life. So we're both trying to run this game, and I keep running across elements that have been added to the game, and I'm like, wait, what is this? What the fuck? No. By the end of it, it got known where I'm just looking at players by the end of the week and going, come up to me, I will stake you myself, and I don't mean roleplay. So yeah, it's a good memory. Sing a Halloween-inspired song, or read us a short Halloween-inspired poem. See the nearby file that I'm going to attach, because it's way too long to put in here for someone that's probably going to get bored. The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe. I try and read it every few years. I forgot how frickin' long it was when I pulled it up. But it's already recorded and ready to post. If you could go trick-or-treating with three other GWL heirs, who would it be and why? Okay. First answer I have to say is true. There are way too many frickin' people in this community I would love to be able to spend time with. But if I look at this thoughtfully, well, I have to have a minion, because Dr. M needs his minion, Cardinal. Cardinal Sin would probably be it. Heck, that radiation gear outfit would probably fit just perfect. Doesn't matter if it doesn't actually protect against radiation. Don't worry. Bonus question. What beverage or dish do you treat yourself to during autumn? Not really autumn, but once we get past Thanksgiving, I go for the eggnog. And usually about this time of year, we start getting ready for gumbo. Okay, I hope you enjoyed these answers. Take care.